As the beloved goddess of light speaks her heart to us all, we call our mighty I Am Presence in you, out her action to bless her and to release into and around us, everywhere into the physical world, whatever will give her the greatest assistance to draw forth with our life streams, mighty outpouring, whatever will assist our beloved Saint Germain the most in the fulfilling of the great divine plan of cleansing the earth in the gigantic task which is his. And we call this forth in the name of the beloved ascended Jesus Christ. Beloved ones of our family of eternal light, we enter in this hour to the use of these greater activities and the demand for the cosmic fire into the lower atmosphere of Earth, that there may be more quickly removed many of those conditions under which you have struggled sometimes for centuries. Since the house cleaning, so to speak, of the ages is at hand, and since you have had the door open to you into those realms and magnificent activities of the great eternal light of the universe, then it becomes your duty to use that light everywhere in the physical octave. For since your beloved I Am Presence and the ascended host, through your mighty master Saint Germain and the beloved Jesus and others of the ascended host, have opened the door to you and taught you the use of the great cosmic light and the cosmic fire, then, my loved ones, it automatically places upon you the obligation of the cosmic law to use all the knowledge you have been given to produce greater perfection in the physical world for the fulfillment of the divine plan and the release of that light in the outer world, which has been bound by human discord into manifestation that should never have been permitted to come into existence anywhere in the universe. So tonight, I ask you to realize deeply just what my words mean when I said to you, our family of eternal light. Since through the blessing of your beloved Saint Germain, you have come into the conscious use of the great miracle powers of the cosmic light of the universe, then it becomes your obligation to use those powers in the physical octave to correct conditions here, not just for the solving of your own problems, not just for the comfort of the outer self, but your obligation, once you know the law of eternal light, once you know the authority of your beloved I Am Presence, then your duty to life becomes the obligation to draw forth this greater purity and greater perfection everywhere into the physical world. Since you have all been a part of the creation of the discord of the physical octave, you are all a part of that life which is obligated to purify what is here and return it to its pristine condition, that the great law of life created it in the beginning. So it is not just a matter of using this law when it is convenient, or when you're in distress, or just to raise yourselves into greater ease and comfort. The obligation is upon you to purify in this world as rapidly as possible whatever has been contaminated here by mankind's discord. And since I too was a part of that, and I took my stand for the perfection of light to take the place of that which had been of human viciousness, then I say to you, the family of eternal light must now manifest greater light. It must manifest more as illumination of the mind. It must manifest as more purity in the body and the mental and feeling world. It must manifest as greater purity in the conditions around you. It must manifest as the blessing of greater purity to the beings of the elements and the powers of nature. It is not just a matter of your choice to use this law and bask in the sunshine of the love from the ascended host once you have learned of your presence. It is more than that. As the love from others has drawn you into greater freedom by the use of light, then the law demands that you use more of that light to draw the world, or the octave of physical existence, of which you are a part, into the greater light of the cosmic octaves of eternal perfection. And you none of you yet realize just how great a miracle the eternal light of the universe is. For out of this light comes all that is of perfect manifestation. And therefore, whatever is not perfect must be raised into that light in order to make it perfect. And the raising activity is accomplished by the conscious direction of the sacred fire. And it is as simple as breathing. And the great encouragement to you all should be that since others have gone before you and have applied this law and attained their ascension and shown you the way, then it is as certain as that you exist that you too can apply the same law to your own freedom. Then will you find the greatest joy of the universe, and the only eternal happiness there is entering completely into the miracle of eternal light, till you yourselves reveal the majesty of its beauty and the glory of its power in outer physical use. And may I say to you, all that is of glory from our octave is self-luminous and a manifestation of cosmic light. When the beloved Master Jesus, at the moment of the ascension, turned his eyes to the electronic body and the angelic host and those who were assisting, and said to that beloved I Am presence, raising his hands to that presence, said, "And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." That is a magnificent statement, which if each of you would use it on awakening in the morning, would find the glory of your higher mental body enfolding you and the perfection of your presence becoming the world around you. And as the mighty Helios told the I Am student body in Santa Fe, that the word glory meant glow ray. It was the glow of the ray of light from the mighty I Am presence, which enfolding the outer form, glorifies it with the beauty and purity and perfection of the higher mental body, and manifests in the physical world its own greater perfection. If you would turn to your presence, oh, just occasionally during the day, for a moment when you think of it, and turning with that love and devotion to that presence, say to it with all the love at your command, glorify me, this outer self, with the miracle of eternal light, the miracle ray of your heart's love. Make my world your heaven, made manifest on earth. Manifest through me the glory of your miracle of eternal light, and reveal to mankind its illumining presence to compel perfection everywhere. You say that even once a day with deep love and feeling and intense call to your presence, and see whether your presence glorifies you with the miracle of eternal light. See whether it glorifies you with the love flame of its own heart. See whether it glorifies you with eternal youth and beauty. Whence comes eternal youth and beauty, think you? The very youth and beauty you desire in the outer self comes from the glowing ray of love from the heart of your higher mental body. Therefore, when it glorifies you with itself, it clothes you with its miracle of eternal light. And if you move in the eternal light of your own heart's flame, you will find your pathway illumined ahead of you. You will find the atmosphere about you becoming luminous, and you will find there is nothing hidden that is not revealed by your own soul's light. And that means the light of the higher mental body filling the energy of the emotional body until you stand within a sun of the glory of love supreme from your presence. That is your eternal home. And in that will you find happiness that nothing else in the universe can bring you. Then will your daily existence become not only the joy and the activity of compelling perfection into the physical world, but everything you do every moment of the day, you will realize is done to glorify your I Am presence and make the miracle of eternal light manifest into the universe around you its everlasting happiness. What you call your daily labor or your daily work, no matter what channel it is in, you can make every moment of your activity in the outer world, you can make an activity that glorifies your presence and renders its service to the universe by the joy that you leave behind you. As your day's work is finished, you should be able at night to look upon it and know you have brought and left joy, the joy and the miracle of light from the heart of your own mighty I Am presence love as a living fire and the miracle of eternal light to abide wherever you have been. Sometimes as you pass through the day's activities, when things have not pleased you, you have not always left the miracle and love of the light where you have been, but you can from tonight. And if you will try, we will assist you, for we will clothe you in the sun of our love, which shall glorify your pathway in this world with happiness that only comes from our octave. And as you step within that light from our octave, well, there come the happiness from within your own higher mental body that will satisfy you as nothing in this world could ever do. Dear hearts, when you are not satisfied, when you are restless, when you are discontented, when you are under struggle and strain, it is only for one reason. It is because you won't let the love from your presence come into you, still the energy and vibration in your feeling world, and fill you with the love that satisfies for eternity. Mankind are looking in the outer world for love, thinking it will bring them happiness. And all the time, the greatest love in the universe is awaiting the opportunity to fill the outer self with the glory and miracle of eternal light. That love is waiting to fill the outer self with that which satisfies and keeps you happy for eternity. Now, your outer feeling world isn't so sure that it'll be happy just with the love from the presence. But that is because you do not know that love for you have never let it have complete dominion within you or fill you with a miracle of its eternal light. When that light comes into you from the love of your presence and fills you with the glory of itself, you will feel a happiness, a thrill in the use of that power of light that nothing else can ever give. Then you will realize you have never lived anywhere except on the outer edge of what you call divine love. I challenge you to enter in to the glory of the great flame of love from your I Am presence and ask it to fill your bodies with the miracle of its eternal light, and tell me whether or not you are comfortable and happy. You have but to try it. We have not told you untruths. We have told you the eternal law of all life everywhere in creation. We have given you the law of eternal energy and vibration. We have given you the law of cosmic manifestation on the powers of the sacred fire. We have made you feel our love to prove to you our reality. And you yourselves are your own proof to yourselves that our love comes into you and makes you easy and comfortable and happy while the dictations are on. Well, you can't have the gift without the giver. And if you feel us deeply enough, the light will begin to glow in and around you. Not to satisfy your curiosity nor for exploitation, but to make you feel the happiness in our love. And were you to give your own beloved I Am presence freedom enough through these outer selves, it would make you feel its own love and its miracle powers of eternal light in everything you do. But you don't quite realize that everything you do in the physical world is by the release of light through your nerves in order to make the body act. So the very action of your physical flesh and your muscles is due to the radiation of the liquid light in your nerves. For light flows through the nerves as blood flows through the veins. Therefore, the miracle of eternal light is ever flowing through the flesh body. But the intellect doesn't hold the picture. It doesn't realize it. It doesn't give the credit for that to the higher mental body. Hence, in its own ignorance, it forgets what it could have because it will not believe what the giver can give. But we are going to work on the intellect from now on, as well as the emotional body. I'll let you see for yourselves when you call forth ascended master ideas and desires to fill you with the miracles of eternal light and make you feel the glory of the love from your I Am presence We are going to help you feel that. And once it registers, it's happiness, it's ecstasy, and it's power into your feeling world by even one experience. You shall never forget it. I shall be your eternal divine memory of that feeling, which alone will set you free, which alone is the love from the great central sun magnet that will draw to you every good thing. I can make you feel that. And if you feel it once, you will dwell within it and use its power forever. You need but to experience what is within it to arouse the desire within yourselves to use it in your outer activities till your world becomes filled with the miracle of eternal light within which comes all manifestation into outer action. Learn the power of the love of eternal light. Learn of the glory of your own heart's flame. Learn what is within the love from the heart of your blessed higher mental body. Then will everything you do in the physical octave be a reminder to you that you may live forever within the altar of the great flame of eternal love, whose glory produces perfect manifestation for you everywhere in the outer world. Then will your problems be gone, for you will have allowed the flame of love from the higher mental body to become the atmosphere about you by your own free will. We could talk to you for eternity of the powers of love within the miracle of eternal light, the great universal light, which enfolds all the universe and keeps all in its divine order. But you scarcely realize that every manifestation of light has come forth by some feeling of love from some part of life. Even your electricity that flows within the filament of your light bulbs, even that has come into outer manifestation by the love of the mighty Helios, which gives all electrical force to this whole system of worlds. Even what you call static electricity in the air you breathe has come into manifestation by the command of love, the feeling of love from the heart flame of the mighty Helios. And when mankind learn again to return love to the universe around them for all the blessings that love has provided in outer manifestation, they will realize that to make their worlds the glory, the glory of love from the heart of the higher mental body is the greatest privilege you can ever have in physical experience. when you choose to make your world the glory of the love from the heart of your mighty I Am presence, then will you command the miracles of eternal light to become the blessing of your world to all life forever. Just experiment with this, for in the experience that was mine, when I, after the use of that great freedom, was for a time bound again in the human creation of the outer, once having known what the freedom and the love of that great glory and healing power of that light meant to me, once I knew that, and you don't want to forget, I had used it for 500 years before this other experience struck. And then, when for a time that seemed to recede, and the shadows again closed about me their limitations, the longing for the love of that light never let down an instant. And I began to pour that love again to that light that I had once known. And when I demanded the perfection of that light, I kept on demanding, and eventually dissolved that which had been imposed upon me. That is why I say to you, understand the miracle of eternal light. Know what abides within it, and call forth the love, which is the glory of your own life's flame in the higher mental body. It is love alone that can glorify with perfect manifestation in the outer the life that exists everywhere. So your daily work should become the joyous service of glorifying life wherever you meet it with the miracles of eternal light that bring such love and such happiness that it can be made eternal in outer physical manifestation. Then you are master over the discord of this world, and you will never be master over it except by the use of enough violet consuming flame, which after all is the love from your own I Am presence, your mighty Saint Germain, the mighty Helios, the great central sun. The violet flame is the love that glorifies manifestation with the eternal purity and miracles of light's happiness. Without even physical light, how much happiness would you have? How much did mankind have before what you call the discovery of electricity was brought about? Were they not much more limited? Then I say to you, happiness does abide within even the physical light that you call electricity, which after all is not so physical. It is still the gift of love from the mighty Helios. And when you turn your world into the glory, a miracle of eternal light, and the love to your I Am presence releases that light in and around you, will you have come home into the temple of eternal happiness, and the master authority of the universe will be yours to use in every physical condition till it turns into a miracle of perfection that yields you your freedom and happiness. You might just as well make up your minds, dear ones. You cannot have financial freedom. You cannot have healing and health and youth in the body. You cannot have happiness in your world that is eternal without this love, which glorifies the source that gives you life, glorifies it with the perfect manifestation in the physical world that is a blessing to all life. So if you're going to have the happiness and blessing within yourselves, you must glorify the world around you with the miracles of eternal light. I'll let the love from your beloved I Am presence flow forth to the universe around you to release the glory that brings back to you the happiness you crave. You cannot just draw happiness to yourselves and shut the world out. The happiness you long for and crave, the love you desire that brings contentment and satisfaction, is that which glorifies the universe around you with miracles of eternal light, which the love from your own beloved I Am presence continually desires to pour forth into the cosmic activities of the universe. And therefore, unless selfishness is annihilated, there can never be happiness, never contentment, never satisfaction. Eternal contentment, happiness, and satisfaction come only from love. The light from the mighty I Am presence that glorifies the outer self with manifestations of perfection that bless the rest of life. Therefore, the individual who compels the outer self to live but to glorify that mighty I Am presence by allowing its love to release its light into outer manifestation, that individual becomes free from the selfishness of the world that has created limitations. Everything you hold in a limited condition becomes a limitation to you. Everything you let flow through you to let the light from the love of your presence illumine the world about you with perfect manifestation sets you free, raises you out of your limitation, becomes your boundless supply, takes you forward without obstruction or delay, and makes you the glory of the perfection you desire. I plead with you while you yet have the opportunity, make the most of every chance to serve the great perfection of life by calling the love from your mighty I Am presence to let its light and its miracles go forth to bring happiness and purity and perfection everywhere into the world around you. When you awaken in the morning, instead of feeling weighted down with your problems, if you face the day with the decision that your obligation of that day and your duty to your presence and the universe is to call forth the love from your mighty I Am presence, to glorify the world around you with the miracles of its eternal light. And you know that your duty every morning on arising is to charge the glory of the love from your I Am presence into all outer conditions, that the miracles of eternal light may bring their blessing everywhere in the physical world. Then will you find that that provides for you on your pathway ahead the harmonious conditions which enable you to accomplish what needs to be done each day to fulfill the great divine plan. This will take out of your daily activity what you call work or strain or struggle or delay or limitation. Everything you do in the physical world in your waking consciousness can be made such an opportunity to glorify your beloved I Am presence with more love and more miracles of light, that your joy will be boundless. For the more miracles of light that you are able to bring into the physical octave, the greater will be your joy, I assure you. You cannot quite yet understand what happiness comes in your feelings when by a wave of your hand and love to your presence, you draw forth instantly into outer action some magnificent manifestation that is beautiful and useful and luminous. When you do that, there comes a thrill of joy that all the world together could never give you. Enter in, therefore, to the use of these great master powers and miracles of eternal light. And demand that the outer self pour forth such love and gratitude back to your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host, that the very outpouring of the returning love glorifies you with the light that illumines everything about you. Then you become like the sun to this system of worlds. Wherever you go, you bring the happiness that abides alone within the love that creates light. For it is the love of your I Am presence that creates the liquid light in the nerves of the flesh body. Great is that I Am presence, and glorious is the light of its love. Dwell within it. It is the secret place of the Most High. It is the giver of everything that will satisfy you, and every moment of your day's activities in the physical world should be filled with the glory of its love, that your way may be made easy and successful and filled with the joy and the miracles of eternal light that enable you to close each day with the happiness of knowing you have left greater light in outer manifestation at the end of the day than before you entered it. Then will everything in the outer world glorify your I Am presence, because it becomes in outer manifestation the miracles you have desired. You have all desired the power of precipitation. You've all desired the power of levitation. You've all desired the power of illumination. And none of those powers can manifest out here without the glowing love from the heart of your I Am presence, releasing its miracle action of light in the physical atmosphere about you. And the glowing action, the miracles of its light, are God's ways of perfection without any interruption from the shadows. In other words, as the presence floods the glowing ray of its love in and about you, the miracles you desire take form within the light and become the things in the physical world that you crave. When those things come, they will bring you happiness and contentment instead of limitation and further problems. You will never get rid of your problems except by the glorifying love of your mighty I Am presence called into those problems to produce the miracles of light without interruption that dissolve the problem into the miracle that brings perfection that is eternal. I trust I have taken you into the understanding tonight of some of the powers of eternal light. And may you know that perhaps the greatest miracle in the universe is the light of the love that flows forth from the mighty I Am presence to produce in outer manifestation whatever you will, so long as it be constructive and fills the universe with beauty and the perfection of eternity. I commend you to the heart of that love that glorifies you with its own self until the miracles of its light raise you into the hour of your ascension. In the meantime, if you will draw forth this love, the miracles of its light radiating through you will draw the world into its ascension also. And that is your duty in the physical world as you pass through your daily activities. Remember, above you ever awaits the glorifying ray of the love from your presence to do for you in the outer that which glorifies all with eternal light. May it teach you of itself. May it tell you all that is within the great miracles of the universe until it unfolding its powers to you, draw you into its own great glory of eternal freedom. I commend you to the heart of that glory from whence you came. May you return to that now by your service in the outer world until the glory or glowing ray of the love from the heart of your presence is given unconditional freedom to the outer self to fill your world with the miracles of its own eternal light. To its victory do I call you, that your loved ones may be held within that light which frees them and all you shall ever contact. Thank you with my heart's love, for my call shall continue until my call glorifies you with the love I want you to have. Thank you so much. Beloved Goddess of Light, thank you for eternity for your love and assistance to us. Clothe us in the glowing ray of your heart's love. Make us the miracles of eternal light. In the service of beloved Saint Germain, in the name of our beloved Master Jesus the Christ, let us be the victory of your heart's flame everywhere in all outer physical action, that it yields us perfection and blesses all with your love forever. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such love from our beloved I Am presence, that is the glorifying presence from the great central sun, and that it compels the miracles of eternal light to blaze everywhere about us and yield us the perfection that is eternal. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the glory of your heart's flame that glorifies us now with every power to assist beloved Saint Germain to set America free and through America the world. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved Goddess of Light, and all who direct their love and sacred fire to the earth. Make us blazing suns of your presence and compel the end of all that does not glorify the mighty I Am and the ascended host with the perfection in this world that sets all free forever. To the seven mighty Eluim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your presence with us. The glory of your heart's flame to illumine our world with the miracles of eternal light and compel your perfection of heaven made physically manifest on earth to be our world of manifestation everywhere we go forever. And we accept that. And great beings, clothe us in the sevenfold flame of your mighty love of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou. And cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress, this for which the Goddess of Light has asked, let us blaze those miracles of eternal light that forever consume the shadows that should never be in existence ever again. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have ever hoped to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame that moves into outer action now, the miracles of eternal light to compel the glowing ray of love from the mighty I Am presence and the ascended master's octave to compel heaven made physically manifest on earth everywhere in this physical world till no shadow can possibly remain. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation. Expand without limit to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, do we dedicate ourselves to bring the miracles of eternal light everywhere in the physical world till the glowing ray of love from the hearts of the mighty I Am presence of all mankind fill the earth with its perfection that brings all into the ascension as soon as possible. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the glowing glorifying presence of the love from the mighty I Am presence, the miracles of its eternal light to come into outer action in through and around those under this radiation and do that for us which the unascended of mankind cannot do, and make us a son of its everlasting victory to leave the light of eternal happiness of its love everywhere we go till our ascension is complete.